bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, James, Christina's done something bad and she needs to get rid of it, but has no idea how.
Oh, I know a good abortion clinic.
Wow, that took a sharp right-hand turn. It may describe why Christina's not here at the moment doing the introduction to this podcast, but...
I love that she's not here to, like, put it right.
Defend herself. I mean, the other thing she's got here is hiding things from her loved ones, so...
Christina's not pregnant, you guys.
Well, listen in to find out. This is a Triple Threat podcast.
Christina has a secret to share.
I knew there was something coming.
Now, what have you done?
Okay. So, as you guys know very well, I still live at home.
Yes.
And I'm 30.
Yes.
I'm scared shitless of my mum.
This must be a walk thing, right?
I've spilt something on my carpet.
What? Are you four?
Did you knock over the milk?
So, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I've had food in my room and I'm not allowed.
Yesterday, I was in a hurry to get to a picnic and I was running late. It's always when you're running late
that
something goes wrong.
Especially to a picnic.
Running late, putting on a bit of eyeliner. You guys wouldn't have this problem because neither of you wear eyeliner, but my pencil was blunt.
Right.
So I had to get my pencil sharpener out to sharpen my pencil. So sharpened it, took the pencil sharpener back, and on the way dropped all of the shavings that are inside the sharpener.
Yeah.
I noticed, but like didn't really pay much attention because I was hurrying. Without realizing it, I then ran around my room to get my shoes and I stepped on the pencil shavings.
Oh, no.
And in the pencil shavings aren't just pencil shavings. Yeah. It's like the bits from the
black
eyeliner, right?
Yeah.
Black eyeliner. So stepped and squashed all of the bits of eyeliner into the white carpet.
Oh,
and
of
then
course it's white.
Went
white.
Like...
Who has white? Sorry, but who has
cream.
White carpet?
It's cream, but it's pretty white. And then went to where I'd gotten the shoes and like had dragged it across there. And
no,
back.
You had a little footprint of it.
So there is this huge huge thing of black eyeliner. So when I got home last night, I realized the extent of the damage. Oh. It was really funny.
Where were your parents?
Oh, because they were downstairs. I didn't realize. Oh. Although it's at the entrance to my room.
They've got the obstacle of stairs, which is handy for older people.
Absolutely. Right near the entrance to my room. So when I got home, I like tried to just forget about it, but I couldn't because it's at the entrance to my door. And my boyfriend was like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, shit." It's like, now you've noticed, which you can't not notice, you know, because it's huge. So then I had this really clever idea to get makeup remover because I thought makeup. Well, why? Because makeup remover works on your skin, so shouldn't it work on carpet?
Is your skin carpet, Christina?
It does have a rough, furry texture.
Well, turns out, guys, that makeup remover just makes it worse. And it didn't remove any of it. It just like smudged it even more. So now it's like...
Have you heard of carpet cleaner? Why would you reach for makeup remover before carpet cleaner?
Because my issue is, how will I get the carpet cleaner without my mum realising? Because
buy it from the shop.
You should have just gone over it with a dustbuster or something to begin with.
You can't go with the dustbuster. It's stuck in the carpet.
Now definitely it's because you used the makeup remover.
Well, because the makeup remover just smudged it. So now it's like this huge, like, circle.
Oh.
And this morning when I was leaving at 4:30, I just kind of closed the door and hoped that it would go away. But I'm
well, that doesn't work.
I'm out of today. I'm going to be not home all day. when I get home, oh, I'm just actually waiting for a text.
Have you put something over the top of it?
Like, it's at the entrance to the door, so
put your clothes there.
Really,
get like
a rug, a mat.
Yeah, welcome mat. Like,
welcome mat
to your room. Problem solved.
So I just,
and just one of those ones that says "Bless this mess."
I'm waiting for, as soon as I get a text from my mum, I know what it's going to say. And it's so ridiculous because on the one side, I'm like, I'm 30. Why am I so scared of the fact I've spilled makeup on my floor? And on the other side of it, it's like, she's going to kill me. She's going to absolutely kill me. And it's pretty bad. Okay. Like,
you know what? I think there is a way out of this. I've removed something from something before.
First off, Michaela from Williamstown said, I spilled a glass of red wine on my friend's carpet once and we vacuumed it up. Literally no evidence.
Wow.
Vacuumed it up. It must have really been on top of
on the
carpet.
Surface.
Whereas this is way too deep now. Yeah. Really too deep. Also, I've got Clayton. Clayton from Footscray said the pre-wash stain remover spray that you use on clothes works wonders on carpets.
Yes, I think that does.
So makeup remover doesn't.
Also,
but
dab, don't scrub.
Yes.
That's the big one.
This would have all been very handy.
Before you poured a whole entire thing of makeup remover
and just
on
like,
it.
Scrubbed.
I don't think it's the end of the world. It might be, but I don't think it is. So,
have you met my mum? No.
Yes.
Kidding.
Yes. So when I was living in Hamburg, I was living in an apartment that had a lot of nice things. And
yep.
I don't.
They weren't your things?
They weren't my things. One of them of which was a cream to white suede lounge.
Oh.
Yep. So
I would not even
colour.
Look at that.
Yeah.
No.
I would have coffee on that within the first 10 seconds.
Yep. So.
I feel like a coffee now.
Yeah.
There's
lots of coffee on my carpet, by the way, but it's all in places that I've hidden. So.
There was one night where we'll
sorry, I'm just picturing Christina's room as oddly placed furniture everywhere.
Absolutely is. Like, 100%. And if it wasn't for the fact that this was in the entrance, I would be hiding this also.
You can't get in the door because the bed's rammed up against it.
100%. Sorry, Jamesy.
Anyway, so I had some friends round and we were having a couple of drinks before we were going out. It was very nice. It was sociable. It was respectful. Except for the fact when one of my friends knocked another one and his glass of red wine went all over the lounge.
It was a domino effect.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Why is it always red wine?
I know.
It's just the devil's drink.
So we all just froze and looked at the lounge, like freaking out. I was like, okay, this is fine. We can deal with this. This is fine. Freaking the hell out. So what I did was I got a bag of salt out of the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
I just poured.
To soak it up. Yep.
Exercising the demons out of the couch. Good
That's
choice.
That's right. Poured it like salt over the whole, like over the huge stain area. And then we all just left. And then the next morning.
Did you forget about it while you were gone?
Yes. Yes. On purpose.
That's great.
And then the next morning when I woke up, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, like,
that's stain.
Yeah, it's like this morning when I woke up and I'm like, oh, it's still there.
So I vacuumed up the salt and then used the spray, like the stain remover spray for clothes. And I totally got everything out. Like,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. There is no sign on there that a whole glass of red wine was sprayed across the couch.
Hmm.
See, this is why I'm not allowed nice things.
Yeah, but either am I, Jess. But that, see, everything that you've said, Michaela from Williamstown, these things are liquids, whereas I'm dealing with a real solid.
It could be worse. It could be a real solid.
Don't want to stamp that one in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.